Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, The Blitz is back. I thought I was hearing Fred during the break. I guess we lost him somehow. All right. I wanted to get into this story that I found on Bleacher Report, and the title of it is, Which Superstar Duo Would You Build Around? And this is an NBA duo it's talking about. And there are a couple of...
I was here all along.
Oh. Well, hi, Fred.
Go ahead.
There's a couple of glaring absences from this list. Well, let's start with who's on the list. These are the, it's basically asking which one of these two guys would you want to build a team around going forward? You know, who's going to give you the chance, most championships, let's say the next 10 years. So the first one they mention is Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson in Memphis. And I like Memphis's team. I don't know if Jaren Jackson is going to be a good enough number two long term. Like that's a guy I'd like to see as your number three, but he's a nice stretch forward, stretch big. And they've got another one of those guys in Brandon Clark. I think there's a lot that they to like in that city. I don't know if that's the two guys that I would say I could build around and win with. Number two, they have Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. And that's one that if healthy, I could see that one working out.
I have a feeling that Porzingis is never going to really be healthy.
That's quite possible, like, too.
One of those big guys with, you know, that has a lot of injury problems, you know, Yao Ming-ish in a way, you know, just too big for his body. But hopefully not, because that'd be a fun duo.
How about LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Keeping in mind that LeBron is 35 years old.
Yeah, and he's playing like he was when he was 28.
It seems to me like you got 5 good years of LeBron left. So if you think you can win a couple in the next 5 years, that might be the one to go with.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about health, and Davis has been healthy all year. When those two are together, I mean, that's a good one.
How about this one? Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And here's the first two sentences of their paragraph about these two guys. I want to see what your thoughts are on this. Joel Embiid is a modern reincarnation of Hakeem Olajuwon. Ben Simmons is the first of his kind, a 6'10" playmaker who doubles as a 5-tool defender.
I got to tell you, I don't want those two.
Okay.
You're not buying
modern-day Olajuwon?
No, I'm not buying modern-day Olajuwon. I'm not buying that either of those guys can stay healthy either. And I just think in today's NBA... it's hard to win with those kind of players.
What I like about those two is you've got two guys who are elite defensively.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good for the playoffs, but I don't know if they can. I don't know if they're good enough shooters to beat a team that has guys that can put it in the hole.
All right. How about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George?
Yeah, I like that one. I had my concerns because I thought they were similar type players, but they've really made it work well. And I would have them ahead of Embiid and Simmons.
Okay, and I'm looking at it. It says this exercise is for the next 5 seasons. So, I like this one more over the next 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Giannis and Chris Middleton.
Middleton's a nice player, and he's having a really good year, and he was helping my fantasy team that was going to make the playoffs. It no longer will because there are no playoffs.
Womp womp.
But
I was in first place.
I think as the two, there's a pretty big gap between him and some of the other twos, if that's fair.
That's fair. But he's also arguably got the best number one at this point. So
best number one, but is he, as a number one, that much better than Kawhi Leonard, that much better than LeBron James?
Right.
I don't know.
And the last one they mentioned here, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I think that's a little premature.
Yeah, I'm not a believer that Zion is a lock to stay healthy. I know everybody thinks that that was like a freak injury with Zion. Listen, anybody who's that size and moves like that is bound to get hurt. I mean, that's the laws of physics. Those kind of guys are going to get hurt. He is a physical freak, but at some point the human body is like, nah, bro, not today. So yeah. I'm not sold that he'll stay healthy either. Well, the absences that, you know, stand out, obviously, there's if you're looking at the next 5 years, I mean, one that certainly stands out is the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, who have, you know, been on the one of the greatest dynasties in NBA history, and are taking a year off. I guess there's some people who don't believe they'll be back and strong as ever. I don't know. To me, those two guys, and I say this all the time, shooters last in the NBA. If you can shoot, you can play until you're 40 years old and still be effective. And it used to be in the old school NBA, shooters and size lasted. So if you were a big man, you could play till you were old too, because the big men didn't have to be fast. The NBA's kind of changed a little bit on that regard. But if you can shoot, you can shoot when you're 40. It's not like you suddenly lose your shot. So I think those guys still have some time. And then obviously the Brooklyn Nets guys, and you know, KD and Kyrie, you could think, well, I don't know what KD will be when he gets back. That's a pretty major injury. Fair enough. But leaving off James Harden and Russell Westbrook, there's not really an excuse for it. Like, you can kind of write the other two off. Like, okay, those two, like Steph and Clay and Kevin Durant, those guys are injured, so it makes sense to leave them off this list. Does leaving off James Harden and Russell Westbrook strike you as a diss, or is it just that, you know, most people don't believe that that's the two guys you can build a championship team around?
Well, two quick thoughts. I mean, first off, on the Golden State guys, I mean, and the Nets guys, I think that's just out of sight, out of mind. And we're talking about the next 5 years. We're not talking about, you know, this season, because there may not be this season. Right. Right.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson should be right at the top of this list.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't dispute that. But as far as Harden and Westbrook go, I think if this list were the next 3 years, then they'd have to be on it. But Westbrook, do you think 5 years from now Westbrook's going to be anywhere near the player that he is?
No. I mean, Westbrook has a game that is going to age rapidly, in my mind.
And when it does, he's going to go downhill. I don't think he's close to that. But, I mean, I think 2 years from now, that might be when you see it. And if that's the case, then so that's why I wouldn't have them on a five-year deal. So I don't think it's a diss. I think it's you pick that number of years, and so when you add those up, yeah, if you make it 3 years, absolutely they belong on the list, my opinion.
Okay. So if you had to go the next 5 years, you would prefer, you know, Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant over James Harden and Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Oh. Is that insane?
I don't know that's insane. It's just surprising that they're not even in the conversation.
Yeah, but again, I think you're really counting on no fall off from Westbrook at all.
Right, but if you're putting five. LeBron James, 35 years old, on there, you know, that sort of defeats the other side of that argument. Like they're clearly saying, okay, well, and maybe you're saying, well, LeBron's a special case, which is fair.
Well, I think he is, and. Yeah, I think he'll hold up better. Although, you know, if you'd have asked me this last year, I thought he was, you know, that the decline had begun. And that's like, uh-oh, this might be it for him. And then this year, he looks like the old LeBron again. And, you know, if he's such a freak athlete, yeah, I could see why people would say, you know what, I don't want this duo for 5 years. But if I'm trying to win a championship, kind of think I have a better chance with those two than I do most of these others.
All right.
In the next 3 years. Same thing. So, interesting, to say the least. So,
I thought it was odd that they would leave those guys out. Like I said, I could make an argument for leaving off Steph and Clay because they've played a total of what, two games combined this season or something like that, and KD hasn't played all year, but I mean James and Russ still going, just maybe not. I think people are starting to say what I say all the time is this isn't a recipe for a title.
Yeah, and although I think it's more just you probably have 2 years of these guys at their peak. So, 713-780-ESPN, a couple of things from the text line. Says, glad you're on, but it sounds like we're in a three-way call. Well, we are. So, sorry if that that upset you, but this is the only way we can do the show. And to the guy who keeps texting me about Mindhunter, we all watched Mindhunter months ago. So
yes.
Thanks for the suggestion. But said, what got me is about Joe makes sense about Carol, that she has volunteers that will do it for free while everyone else is paying their employees. She seems more corrupt than Joe and the other guy. Honestly, she's kind of a genius compared to them. She is, but there's nothing redeemable about her either. Let's not pretend like she's actually.
She's doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, "Oh, these guys are doing this awful thing," and it's like, "Wait a minute, you're doing the exact same thing." Now, what I will say is that what this Tiger King, the Netflix series, has introduced to me is the Doc Astle guy. Like, he's not in the podcast.
Ah.
So, the podcast was just a story of Joe Exotic and Carol. So there was none of these other breeders were involved in the story that I've been told. So that part is all new to me, and he's a trip.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
I like how he's like, he looked for girls that were virgins or near virgins to marry.
Well, that's
old school thinking. I like it.
Well, what's with all the polygamy in this thing? If you breed big cats,
you need to have multiple partners.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I dig what the guy's doing, man. If I could pull a bunch of young hotties to come work in my business and be multiple wives, I probably wouldn't do that. One's hard enough to deal with, but
yeah,
I appreciate his hustle. All right, we come back. I'd like to do the thing about what actors would play them because they have it nailed, and Bro Bible did it. It's really good. So we'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, and it's a great time to upgrade your windows because. And you might be thinking, well, the economy's scary right now. I don't want to spend any money up front. That's okay. You don't have to. The spring special, no payments for 2 years, 30% off all windows you can get right now, and you'll save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. And Allstate's, they're doing a great thing. They've got a way. They're being safe when they come and install windows right now. They are installing windows, but they're doing things the right way. Their employees are properly outfitted to keep you safe, to keep them safe, and to still put in their quality windows. These windows are Texas tough, made in Texas to sustain the weather elements. Senior discounts, cash discounts, first responder discounts. They're family-owned and operated for over 4 years. This is the kind of business, or four generations, pardon me, not 4 years. This is the kind of business you want to work with. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, Fred, did you get out and bike and run today, or were you lazy? No, I actually did. I have turned a corner here. I was well on my way to becoming a big fat Lebowski, and at least for one day, I got out for a long-ass run. I shaved. I got a bunch of work done. And
I'm disappointed in that. I wanted to see what you looked like with the full beard.
Yeah, well, it may still wind up happening because I had I had to swing by the store today, and the only razors they had were like the cheap plastic ones, and you had to buy shaving cream with them. So that's only going to work for like one shave.
Right.
And I'm probably not going to go out and do that again.
That's not a fun shave.
Yeah. I just, you know, I wanted to feel less scuzzy. So, you know, trying to, and the good news is for as bad as I've been for the last week or week and a half or so, I didn't gain a single pound. So there's that.
Well, that's good.
And, yeah, hopefully I'll get my fat ass going again here and, you know, get out on the bike this weekend and try to do that some. So, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, trying not to just totally die.
Be a lazy bum.
Yeah, well, I'm still working and stuff. It's just, you know, I wasn't putting a whole hell of a lot of effort into being physically active other than pacing back and forth for 3 hours.
What's going on the map these days?
Well, you know, we had a lot of the same stuff. Everybody who writes a column every day is still there. Charlie had his today, and Raheel did a fun thing where he did the Kanye bracket that's on there. And, you know, we've got the same same people writing. We got a lot of cool ideas. And so every day, and by the way, the traffic is a normal month, really. We're just killing it. So hopefully people keep reading it, and we'll keep producing it. And yeah, so we're working on how to do more videos. That's the big challenge right now without everybody being in the same place. But other than that, Sports Map's kicking ass. Check it out, sportsmap.com. And a couple people still asking, can they get the short story for free? Absolutely. Just email me. I'll send it to you. If you want to, great. We've raised over $1,000 so far. So, you know, if you can donate something, great. If you can't, you just want to be entertained, check it out. You'll love it. And, you know, also if somebody else was asking me, if I buy a copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, can I mail it to you and have you sign it? I'm like, absolutely. And I'll mail it right back to you. So, you know, need reading material right now, there's plenty out there. All right. Somebody mentioned, Mark said, I missed the whole orgy intro. Did you see there might be a condom shortage? Sent you a leak that says a condom factory is closed.
Oh, no.
That might not be good.
That's fine with me.
Well, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect me.
You guys should have got that snip done.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's too old, so it doesn't matter.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people worried.
Oh, those guys. Yeah,
not you particularly.
Well, you said you. I just took it the wrong way. But, yeah, I mean, it's I do feel for the youngs out there because some of them don't want to get snipped yet because they haven't decided to quit having kids. So
now's a real good time to decide. You trying to bring kids into this corona world? Suggest not.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But
now's the time to get away.
Oh, 713-7776.
Have you noticed what is trending? Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was just because we're not going to have time for your thing now because we've already BS'd enough.
Okay.
Have you noticed what's trending on Twitter right now?
No, I usually check a couple times a show just to see, but I haven't yet.
The great Jay Cutler is trending on Twitter.
Okay.
There is an article.
Oh, because of his wife?
No. Because he is one of the they voted the five most underrated sports in Chicago or underrated athletes in Chicago history, and Jay Cutler made the list. And people are suddenly really appreciating what Jay Cutler was now that they have Mitch Trubisky. They're God, Jay Cutler was so great. When you compare him to Mitch Trubisky, it's like, well, yeah, it kind of was. It's like during the Osweiler, Ryan Mallett days, people were like, God, you know, Matt Schaub was never really that bad.
Yep.
So, it's obviously hindsight is 50-50, as they like to say. But, I thought that was interesting that Jay Cutler now more appreciated than he was in his playing days. And you could argue... You could argue Jay Cutler as best quarterback in Chicago Bears history, or at least in the conversation.
I'd have to go back to all those like early years before I was paying attention, because I'm sure they had some guys when they were winning titles in the old NFL, but you know, and McMahon numbers wise wasn't great, but he was a damn good leader, and of course he had such a great team.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it was the defense that won that Super Bowl, but hey. No, I thought you were going to talk about because his wife was going viral for all the wrong reasons. Apparently,
no, I didn't even see that. What'd she do?
Posted something really tone deaf on Instagram, and people are like pissed at her for hawking all her stuff while the coronavirus thing is going on.
Oh,
it's
come
like,
on!
You're stuck at home.
Got to keep sales up. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, she was bitching about how there hadn't been as much interaction from her followers. So
she's probably right. People are stuck at home.
I don't watch her show or anything, so I'm not her target audience. But I assume that's what it was for. So what else is trending?
Well, it just says in rounding out the top five of that list: Joakim Noah, Paul Konerko, who I always thought was a little underrated too, Matt Forte, and Corey Crawford. That's your top five.
Yeah, I Corey Crawford is in his heyday. Although I think people realize how good he was. And Forte, I agree on completely. The Houston. See, you do the national trends. I'm on the Houston trends.
Yeah, I always do the anywhere trends. Greg the Leg is trending because he's gone from the Rams. The Cowboys have signed Greg the Leg. Let's see. No, actually, maybe the Cowboys haven't signed him, but just the Rams have released him. It does say that he's landed in Dallas. 3 years, $7.5 million.
Okay. So less than Kayumi Fairbairn. Okay.
Yes. No Democrats is trending because Trump had no Democrats in the Oval Office to sign that, you know, trillion, bajillion dollar deal that was supposedly bipartisan. There was 16 Republicans, which, by the way, 16 Republicans and at least one cameraman, that's not social distancing. How about set an example, guys?
They haven't been paying attention to that there, so.
And Trump time is trending. I don't know. I don't know what Trump time is. So I don't know how that started up, but yeah, Trump time is trending.
So Houston, your trends are Bad Bunny, Doris, because of Doris Burke getting the Rona.
Oh no!
Friday Motivation and Arian Foster.
Okay, why is Arian Foster tweeting? Or why is he tweeting?
I think somebody started a thing about top five Texans, and everybody included Arian Foster. As they should.
Man. Should they?
I think so.
Let's see. Obviously Andre Hopkins, Brown, J.J. Watt. Yeah, I would have
Arian over Dwayne Brown for sure.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
See, I think we're going to one day look back. Dwayne Brown was a really underrated player.
I'm not anyway saying Dwayne Brown wasn't one of the best players in the history of this team, but for the impact that I think go back and look at what Foster did there during his heyday, and I mean that was elite running back stuff, man. It's just running backs don't do it for as long.
Yeah. So. That's a tough one for me. I don't know. I don't know if I'd put him above Dwayne, but I think they are 4 and 5 in some order.
Dwayne's a more interesting guy. He's more fun.
I don't know if he's more interesting. There's not many guys more interesting than Arian. That's an interesting fellow. If we have the same meaning of interesting.
I don't know. I don't find it interesting when a guy buys a bag of fortune cookies and tweets them out one by one, but that's just me. All right, but we should go to break here. Is there music playing?
There is.
If not, there should be. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll do the casting, and we'll see who you agree with. I think most of them are spot on, though. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And before we get to this, I saw another meme today that I thought was hilarious. It was shirtless Joe Exotic and his two husbands. Mm-hmm. And it said, a reminder that every straight man is basically a lot of meth and one tiger away from being Joe Exotic's husband. So
that could be.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if I were
that straight.
If I were a lot more gay and had cats, I could be Fred Exotic. I mean, I love the name. All right. So here's some actors that they Bro Bible did this. So as Joe Exotic, Hugo Weaving.
Who is that?
Just Google his face. He's a really creepy looking actor.
He's Agent Smith in The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good one.
Yeah. Julianne Moore as Carol Baskin.
Julianne Moore.
Redhead.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, she'd have to put on a few pounds.
Yeah, she could do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's for the everybody. Role. You know. Right, right.
Well, I think, I mean, they could just use the Carol Baskin lookalike that Joe Exotic used in his music video.
Yeah, that's probably true. But
that was a really accurate-looking Carol Baskin.
No, they want famous people, though. So,
oh, okay.
Ray Romano is Howard Baskin.
Okay.
That works pretty well.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Ron Perlman as Doc Antle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. They have the Pussycat Dolls as Doc Antle's wives.
Well, you might as well, yeah.
You probably haven't gotten to the Jeff Lowe part of it yet.
Oh, jeez.
To what part? He can't hear the music right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fred, I'm playing the I Saw a Tiger song.
Oh.
That's the background for this.
I haven't gotten to what part yet, Fred?
The part with Jeff Lowe?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, David Morse is Jeff Lowe, which also perfect.
All right.
You'll have to – it'll make sense when you see it. And, by the way, those videos, there were, like, two guys – because the whole thing was there was a question as to whether or not that was his voice. But there's two country guys who claimed they did the songs and didn't realize he was going to use them like – it was, they were his. He paid them for them, but then it wasn't his voice after all.
Yeah, that's what the podcast said too.
Yeah, and well, but it was Carol Baskin who claimed that. But apparently, those two guys did come forward. So maybe they're trying to get famous because that dude's got a good voice. Kyle Gass as James Gerritsen. Kyle Gass is one of those guys when you see him, you'll recognize him.
Yeah, I'm not too James Garrison yet either.
Okay. So Rick Kirkham, who's the guy who was making the documentary.
Right.
They give you two options. I like them both. Peter Weller or Ed Harris?
Ooh, I like Ed Harris.
Yeah, I kind of like Peter Weller. But either way, you know, kind of creepy old guy. Both of them can play that. How about the methy Johnny, the husband?
Okay, who's our guy?
How about Flea?
Flea is good. I was thinking Steve O.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he's actually missing some teeth already.
But I don't know if you've seen Flea lately, but he looks pretty methy. So.
Oh, that's the least surprising news I've heard today, Fred.
And you probably haven't gotten to Alan Glover either, but they have Michael Rooker playing him, which I think would be perfect.
All right.
He was the blue guy in Guardians. He was in Walking Dead early on. Yeah. So. There you go. That's the cast.
So, Fred, the cast that you have, I thought that I've seen one kind of casting the Tiger King movie, if it were to be made, and you have a completely different cast. I have one. Do you mind if I run through that?
No, let's hear yours. Let's hear yours, and we can decide whose is better. This is not my cast now. This is Bro Bible.
Bro Bible.
That just happened to like.
And I'm not sure exactly where this came from. I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on Instagram being reposted, but... Joe Exotic is Danny McBride.
Okay, that's
okay.
A good
yeah,
one.
That's an easy one. Yeah,
it looks like I think this is Patricia Arquette as Carol Baskin.
Okay, I can see that one too.
The two lovers of Joe Exotic are Adam Driver as the tall guy, and Channing Tatum as John Finley.
I don't think Channing Tatum works.
No, Channing Tatum's way too handsome to ever play even if you take his teeth out.
Yeah.
They should get the guy for the Maldonado guy They should get the guy, Javier Bardem.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Bhagavan Doc Antle is John C. Reilly.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like Perlman better, but that's a good choice.
The guy with the who did his interview in the sunglasses, I can't remember his name. And
like the head zookeeper?
Yeah. Aaron, the guy who was Harvey Dent in Batman.
Oh, what? Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, he's too handsome.
Yeah, and he's not, like, methed out skinny. There's that was no way that would work.
No, he's kind of ripped. I don't think that works.
Jeff Lowe is the mayhem guy from the commercials.
It could be Eric Warner.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could see.
The guy who is missing his legs, I've drawn a blank on his name too, is Matthew McConaughey from season one of True Detective.
That's a good one.
And then...
Yeah. He's looking for work, I think.
Carol Baskin's husband is Jeff Goldblum, which that's actually like dead ringer right there.
That's a pretty good one.
The last guy, Gerritsen, that guy is Haley Joel Osment.
I don't even know what he looks like as an adult.
He was in The Boys, remember? He played the psychic guy.
Yeah, that would work. Okay.
And then the guy who's doing the documentary is, I'm drawing a blank on this guy's name, too. He's in the State Farm commercials. He's got the deep voice. He played J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Can't remember his name, but he's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you'd know him if you see him, and that was it. That's all the people.
Yeah. Interesting. Thing is, though, I don't want to see a movie made out of it. I think
they did it
just fine with what they did. Because... How could you take a movie and make it more bizarre?
I don't know. Boy, Netflix is coming up with the craziest damn stories.
They are.
And I love that they're all based on the true crime podcast I already listened to. Like the Don't F with Cats was based on one of those already. And that was probably the last, you know, big crossover hit that Netflix had, right?
That Witcher went nuts for them.
I mean, like,
that was
as far as documentaries go.
Well, as far as docs go, yeah, because, they haven't had a ton of huge documentaries. Those two were pretty damn big.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm here for more documentaries like that.
Oh, yeah. I guess the ZZ Top one counts, too. That was a doc.
Yeah.
So
I don't think people are going crazy for that, though.
I know in Texas it's gone well, but... I dig it,
but I don't know that people are like, oh, my God, this ZZ Top documentary is insane. I don't know.
Yeah.
Works for me,
again,
though.
I think it depends on where you are. I don't know. I haven't heard from anybody around the country going crazy about it. So, surprised Foster didn't put out about what virus he could beat versus what animals he could kill with his hands.
I could beat this coronavirus with my bare hands. It doesn't even have a thumb, coronavirus. Makes total sense.
Here's a good thought. Somebody said we all saw Kid Rock's acting chops in Joe Dirt. Who wouldn't want to see him French kissing dudes as Joe Exotic?
Oh, that's true. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad one at all.
He's a little tall, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, he looks nice and methy now.
Yeah.
So, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. I hope everybody's, hey, we made it through a week. So, celebrate a little bit.
That's all.
Enjoy
we can
yourself
ask.
Tonight.
Make it through the week.
Yeah, man. Because the way things are now, who knows? But here we are. It's Friday. And you probably don't have to work tomorrow. So, go ahead and have a hangover.
You ain't got bleep to do.
I'm thinking about doing a live stream tomorrow because there's all these big races at Gulfstream. Jerry Bowe and I are talking about doing kind of a handicapping thing. Here's our picks, do a little show. So if we do it, keep an eye on Twitter I did look at the card today, and I got no freaking clue, so I'm going to have to spend a little more time with it. But people are looking for something to bet on and want some free picks, then may just do that just out of boredom. But we'll see. I still have to get some software and everything to make it work. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we shall have a gem of the day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And the cops said there's something wrong here. Oh, here, kid, kid. Mama's got some treats for you.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I hope you guys are having a good Friday. Let's get you a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Or not. Am I here?
I can hear you. Tyler.
Yeah, I said Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
There we go.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, there's so much out there that we could do that's corona related. You know, basically idiots doing idiot things. But I want to do something a little bit different today because, as you know, spend a lot of time in Saskatchewan. And, I mean, may never again because we may never be able to go back. But my whole thing is I want to see a damn moose. There's moose all over that place. I've never seen one in person. Well, it turns out all I had to do was be old enough to be in a care home. Because apparently...
You're not?
No, not yet. But... basically, a bunch of olds are sitting around playing their shuffleboard, getting cared for, and a moose just bashed his way in through the glass.
Oh, no.
Right in the middle of the old folks' home. Yeah. Said he went through one window and then went up out the other one. Says, good thing nobody was in the dining room because it was after supper, or there would have been some dead olds. But no one seemed to know why. You know, what made him come into the try to get in the building? Says, I think it's odd. Like, normally they wouldn't try that. And maybe he had the coronavirus. Maybe this is a coronavirus.
Listen, if old people have to die for the economy to get back to normal, we should be okay with that, right?
Well, are we okay with it? But isn't it the virus that has to kill them, not a moose?
No, anything.
Oh, okay.
As long as it fixes the economy.
Okay. Well, can we include Dan Patrick in that, is my question.
He volunteered his tribute, so yeah.
Okay. Well, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody, I was thinking Leto is Joe Exotic. I think in real life he may be becoming that, right?
He kind of is.
I guess he'd be closer to Doc Antle, though.
He posted a picture today of him wearing a flamboyant shirt, and he's got a stuffed tiger.
I saw Tiger.
Also, the guy I'm thinking of, he was in the Farmers commercial. His name's J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy from that movie about the drummer.
Yeah.
And he was in Counterpart. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. So, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, guess animals become Cujo when they have the Rona. Yeah, well... There were a couple dogs in China that had it, but
that's what I heard too. My son has been super worried that my dogs are going to catch it now, because my wife told him at first that dogs can't catch it, and then he read a story that dogs can catch it, so now he's freaked out that my dog's going to get it.
Well, it's like two dogs in the whole world, right?
Yeah,
that they know about. So, you know, you might just tell them the math on that's pretty much in your favor.
I would think so. But there was a time, I mean, remember when the number was 15 and the president said one day it'll just, like magic, it'll just be gone? It's under control. And now it's like, you know, everybody's got it.
Well, I mean, he just
could be. I mean, it could be the curve might not be flattened for dogs yet.
Well, maybe they haven't even created a curve for him yet.
Right. Nobody's worrying about the dogs right now.
I had another story I wanted to get to before we get to the 6 o'clock. But white supremacists, including neo-Nazis, are urging people in their ranks to contract the coronavirus in order to affect Jews and police officers.
Well, that's sensible.
So,
do white supremacists hate police?
Apparently, yeah. Well,
that's news to me.
But there was an alert from the FBI's New York office to local police agencies saying that members of extremist groups are encouraging one another to spread the virus if contracted through bodily fluids and personal interactions. They instructed their members to spread their bodily fluids on cops using spray bottles. And also told to spread the illness on Jews by going to any place that may be congregated, to include markets, political offices, businesses, and places of worship.
Well, I hope the Jews are following the protocol and staying home, just like me.
Well,
if that's the case.
This is one of those things where the FBI found out about it before they shut down New York, basically. But, yeah, police officers need to be worried.
Cause, yeah.
You know, somebody gets out on the street with that stuff. But, you know,
I'm surprised that cops are the target of that. I always thought that was like those white supremacists. That was like that's their jam.
And no, 832, it's not because China ate all the other dogs. The bats is not a cover.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
That's a bad joke.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, I can't believe somebody would read that. isn't that Korea that does that?
I don't know.
Oh, it was Korea. I don't know. Well, I remember when the Olympics were in Korea, one of our writers went and ate dog and wrote a story about it. So.
Was it Jerome?
No, it wasn't Jerome. It was, I think it was before Jerome's time.
Okay.
But yeah. And the story wound up being kind of controversial because people don't like to hear about dogs getting eaten.
Yeah, I could see that's not a fun thing.
No, but, you know, different culture. Just because we don't do it.
Different strokes for different folks.
Okay. Exactly.
Just like you might like to have an 8-person orgy, I'm out on it.
Okay.
Mostly because of social
I wouldn't
distancing.
Need 8. I wouldn't need 8.
Well, how many do you
need? I mean, 4 or 5 so somebody can rest. You know,
what is this, like a tag team match? You're tired, you tag your partner? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in there.
Sits out for a bit.
Get in there,
exactly.
Bro.
Oh, man. Top rope. Jump. Well, I have some betting odds for you if you'd like to get to them in the 6 o'clock hour.
All right.
Some college football odds that are out, and somebody went and actually did what the point spread would be for all the AFC South games next year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I thought you'd appreciate that. So that'll be one that we do in the next hour as well. But, yeah, and still got plenty of other stuff that we haven't even broached yet. So, so far, so good. I feel like, you know, we're staying on top of things with no sports going on.
Doing our best here.
See, what's that?
Doing our best too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Exotic gave us some unexpected material. I mean,
yeah.
The fact that thing has taken off the way it has, and it's just become—it's
all people care about. I'm getting like Instagram targeted advertising to buy like Joe Exotic socks.
Yeah, I'm not putting any money in that dude's pocket.
Well, I don't think it goes directly to him at this point. Oh. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
he
had socks in the documentary, right? In his story, he had all kinds of underwear.
He had underwear for sure. I do want a pair of those underwear.
Yeah, I'm probably okay without that. So
you would look good in that leopard thong.
No, there's nothing I would look good in. Let's not pretend.
You would look better in that.
No. Anything that shows more of me is a bad thing. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. It's the number, 713-780-3776. I'm just glad that people had something to get entertained about. So somebody says, have you guys heard bookmaker.eu is now live streaming Madden and NBA live games and taking action on them?
I saw somebody made it's like D-Gen Madness on Twitter. Yeah. People like have basically made a bracket, and you can fill out the bracket. You can bet on the games, and they're like simulating them on NBA 2K.
Ah.
And I'm embarrassed to say I actually watched one of the games today. So,
boy.
And I filled out a bracket.
Yeah, Deacon said make that his hey man bleep that for the week. So, yeah, I actually my bookie sent me a $10 free play on that.
Yeah, they're the ones doing it. My bookie's like the lead sponsor of it. My bookie does some wild stuff.
Yeah, they do. But I'll probably use the free play because why not, right?
You might as well. But, now, what I need you to remember though, when you're picking these games, they are there's four quarters, 4 5-minute simulated quarters. So it's not like you're looking for the totals are going to be low. It's hard to get a bunch of separation. So just keep that in mind when you use that free play.
You know what this sounds like, AJ? That stupid horse racing game I play in Vegas.
Probably
is really
very similar. Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll
1 hour to go in the week.
That's it, man. That's it. Let's finish strong. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.